On Gettysburg College Week, streaming can be harmful to the environment. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Salma Manani, chair and professor of environmental studies, explores how to start to change this.
It's really not hard to see that the 21st century is rife with environmental disruptions. Events such as wildfires and floods are witnessed, observed, and reported with increased frequency. They have become hyper-visible in today's mediascape. Eco-media scholars like myself study media's environmental relations. We are really interested in how the environment is mediated on-screen and also off-screen. So when we study the life cycle of media, from production to disposal, we debunk the myth that digital media is green because it is paperless. In fact, we know that the current growing appetite for faster streaming media involves increased energy use and greenhouse gas emissions. Also, companies manufacture planned obsolescence, which means old devices can't be upgraded, and this fuels e-waste. Sadly, the environmental benefits and harms of media are unevenly distributed. Eco-media studies doesn't just reveal such depressing realities. We also consider models of media equity and sustainability. We study initiatives occurring at all levels, from mainstream efforts such as by BBC and Netflix, to independent local efforts. For example, Canada's nonprofit Imaginative rethinks how to serve Indigenous communities and their focus on land stewardship. Eco-media scholars show us that media is environmentally harmful. It can also be deployed less harmfully.
That was Salma Manani of Gettysburg College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.